Hi, my name is Bob Allen. I'm president of Chambers Technologies. We're a software company in Northern Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C. We serve a wide variety of federal agencies as well as defense contractors. So we've been in business for 12 years now, and like a lot of small companies, we started out our business doing whatever work we could for whoever we could. But very early on, we began making relationships in the emergency response community, particularly in what's called CBRNE. That's chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear, and explosive hazards. We began doing that work for the National Nuclear Security Administration, and then later on for FEMA and the EPA, the VA, a lot of other folks around the DC area. But beyond that, we've also done a ton of work for the defense contractors in the area. So Boeing, BAE, CSC, SAIC, really all of your Beltway bandits that do this sort of work. We build systems that allow our customers to manage their emergency responders, their readiness before they go out the door, deploying them to the field, supporting them while they're there, and bringing them home safely. And the whole time that they're working, collecting data, analyzing it, making decision products that they need for senior decision makers throughout the government and also at the state level for governors. So we first got into this world doing work for the nuclear emergency support teams within the Department of Energy. These are the folks that, whether they're at Los Alamos or Oak Ridge or Lawrence Livermore National Lab, that actually respond in the event of a radiological or nuclear hazard in the United States. So we've been working for those guys for probably, 10, 12 years now, to the point that a number of our systems have become the critical infrastructure for responding for certain types of emergencies. This started a transition for us as a business with the Fukushima reactor disaster following the Japan tsunami. Our systems were flown over to Japan, and they actually ran all the data collection, analysis, and management of the event from the U.S. government's civilian and defense agencies' perspective, as well as assisting government of Japan. And today, these systems are now the national standard for radiological and nuclear response throughout the United States. But based upon that success, we were then able to expand into more traditional hazards. So right now, we're actually in the process of rolling out FEMA's entire nationwide emergency support system. And coincidentally enough, right now while we're speaking, we're executing a nationwide emergency response drill for 30,000 FEMA emergency responders across the country, simulating a response to a massive earthquake. So what makes us special? Why do we bring such a high level of value to our clients? Number one, it's the clients themselves. We've been blessed to work with a group of folks who have supported us and have allowed us to really push the bounds of technology and explore new ways that you can actually solve these very difficult problems. And hand in hand with that, we have our own staff. We have a very long-standing, tight-knit staff working in an agile environment that have been with us for more than 10 years. The combination of the two means that we've been able to build a subject matter expertise and a set of technologies to address these very thorny problems. So why is Azure so important to a company like ours? Azure lets a small company act like a big one. It lets us focus on what we do. We develop mission-critical systems serving emergency response clients throughout the federal, state, and local governments. We adapt, we improvise, we overcome. That's what we do. But then Microsoft lets us go further. The turnkey solution and infrastructure that they provide is something that we could not do on our own. We're not experts in network engineering, we're not experts in hardware, and because of Microsoft, we don't have to be. Our customers require extremely high readiness. They need to have continuity of operations. They cannot fail. Our systems will turn on if there's a nuclear power plant in the United States, if a hurricane strikes the Gulf, or a massive flood hits the upper Midwest. That's the sort of work that we do. We can be focused on the things that we need to be focused on because we know that the water's always running and the power's always on, and Azure is doing what it does. The emergency response community in general, and the federal government's aspect of that in particular, has really significant needs that are difficult to meet. Their systems can't go down, they can't fail, but they also have the corollary that they're fortunately don't need to be used that often. So when you're in a situation where you have an infrastructure that has to be ready to go at a moment's notice. If you get a call, we can put 1,000 people into the field and send out those deployment requests and manage them when they're there within seconds. But it might be hours or days or weeks in between having that need. So what Azure lets us do is to have the capability in our back pocket. It's there when we want it and it never goes down. And because of that, the cost comparison between providing that sort of capability, that sort of infrastructure in a traditional model where you're going to buy a bunch of boxes, stick them in a rack, have the people to man them, we're looking at a 10th, a 20th of the cost of doing traditional hosting and management through Azure versus what our customers were used to. It's an incredible value proposition for our community. But one of the reasons we're so excited is not as only has Microsoft built this infrastructure that we can take advantage of, they've then been addressing some of the other issues. The FedRAMP process that Azure engaged in has allowed us to secure what I think is the first authority to operate, or ATO, from any federal government agency for Azure. In addition, Azure is then pushing forward. One of the biggest initiatives that we're excited about over the next few months is the new government cloud, Project Fairfax. When we look at our government clients with some very sensitive missions at the Department of Energy and at FEMA and at EPA and a whole bunch of other folks, for them to be able to look at not just from the cost and the reliability and the scalability, but also know that they have the cybersecurity and the physical security boxes checked. It's not just a matter of them making sure that their systems don't go down and they don't fail. It's also knowing that they're secure. And Microsoft Azure has the complete package for a company like ours serving our clients. So you can talk about all this high-level stuff about Azure, and it sounds like, you know, you could be on the Azure website or, you know, just pull it off of a white paper. But in practice, here's what it actually means. So one of our core systems is called RadResponder, and RadResponder is the nationwide system for responding to a radiological and nuclear emergency in the United States. When we built RadResponder, we tried to look at it in a different way from how the federal government normally works. Instead of saying this big command and control, very rigid system, we said, well, let's look what the commercial world does. Let's look at how social media works. Let's look at mobile. Let's think of different ways to solve this problem. So we're able to take a historic DOE system, break it apart, streamline it, put it up in Azure. Then we hook iOS and Android apps onto it. We use Bing Maps for our GIS story, and we've got tools like Twilio and SendGrid for blast communications. What you're now doing is taking this whole library of really best-in-breed cloud-based services and stitching them together to provide a very inexpensive, extremely flexible infrastructure for the U.S. government for a really tricky mission. Now, what's great about that? Very recently, we had some of our partners. So we've got, I think, about 600-700 emergency response organizations throughout the U.S. using RadResponder. Probably about 3,000 emergency responders. You know, very specialized community that does this sort of work. What's great is they use it on their own. They don't even need us to support them. We've got all of our training videos up on YouTube. They might call us, we'll do a link or a webinar for them for some just-in-time training. And just about 2 weeks ago, a group up in New England actually simulated a failure of the Vermont Yankee nuclear power plant. And these are numbers that you just don't see in this kind of community. With no notice, no preparation, no big command and control running the whole thing, we had several hundred emergency response organizations, hundreds of individual responders around the country light up and do crowdsourced emergency response. That's the sort of thing that you just can't do in the government normally. So these fellows walked around, took their meters out of their lockers, started collecting environmental background radiation from the entire United States, fed into a single map, single situational awareness with direct pipes to FEMA, DOE, and EPA. Over 6 hours of the exercise, we collected over 54,000 individual pieces of data. So the combination of taking the work that we've historically done and then leveraging that, building on top of the infrastructure Azure has built for us, has just been fantastic. The last couple of years, we've just been exploding. But what's next for us? We look at the technologies that we've built and the subject matter expertise and how they work with Azure. And we look at that stack and we think that applies to a wide variety of problems for industry, certainly, but particularly for the government in emergency response. If you have people and they've got a particular set of skills and you need to put them in the field, you need to make sure they're safe when they're there, you need to interact with them, collect data, share information, and you've got to analyze it and then bring all those folks back home safely, our stack of technologies meets your needs. Whether you're looking at Ebola, pandemic flu, unaccompanied minors on the border, or a whole bunch of other horrible problems we don't even know about, at Chambers Technologies, that's what we do all day long. And we think the future is bright. We're very excited about our partnership with Microsoft, extremely excited about Azure, and can't wait for the government cloud to come out. So even though we're located here in Northern Virginia outside of Washington, D.C., we do work all over the country as well as for a number of international partners. If you would like some more information about maybe what we could do for you, or if you're just interested in Azure, or if you're a member of the emergency response community and you just want to talk, maybe we could do some business for you. Maybe it's something that you're just interested in how we do it. Please contact us. My name is Bob Allen with Chainbridge Technologies. And you can email us at info@chainbridgetech.com. That's chainbridgetech.com.